Ever imagine yourself like exploring ancient ruins and then bam, floating in some kind of natural spa all into this huge desert sky?
Sounds pretty amazing, right?
Well, today we're going to deep dive into Jordan.
Hello, Nay.
Yeah. And it's all thanks to you and some really cool notes you shared.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we have your detailed notes from this like 10-day guided trip you took back in April 2019. You mentioned the weather was just like perfect during that time of year.
Yeah, it really was.
And then we also have like this briefing note
Okay.
that highlights why Jordan is like a total must-do, especially for people looking for, a really enriching but manageable travel experience.
Yeah, and I think what's so cool about looking at both of these together is like it really bridges that personal experience you had with like a broader perspective.
Colo.
So we can really get a sense of like not just what to see in Jordan,
Right.
but also like the practical, kind of realities of traveling there.
For sure. And our goal today is to like unpack all this information, pull out the most interesting and useful stuff,
Yeah.
and give you, the listener, like a clear picture of what a trip to Jordan could actually be like.
Awesome.
So we want to spotlight those unforgettable moments, but also touch on those things you kind of need to know to make it a smooth journey.
Sounds good. So where do we begin?
Well, I think it makes sense to kind of follow the flow of your 10-day trip.
Okay.
And you specifically noted it was a completely guided trip,
Yes, it was.
which I think is a significant detail right off the bat.
Yeah, it does kind of raise an interesting point about the style of travel.
Yeah.
Your notes mention having like different guides for Amman and then for like the other regions you visited,
Right.
which suggests there's like a real benefit to having that local expertise kind of tailored to each area,
For sure.
which could really, enrich the understanding and appreciation of each place.
Absolutely. And you covered some serious
I
distance.
did.
Over 2,500 kilometers by road.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is.
That really highlights like the scale of the country and the
That.
diverse landscapes you must have encountered.
Yeah, definitely.
What stands out to you when you think about covering that much ground?
Well, I think beyond the sheer mileage, it's the little details you included that really paint a picture.
Yeah.
Like those glimpses of local life,
Yeah.
the camels, the sheep, the goats, even the donkeys you saw along the way. Those are the kinds of sensory details that, stay with you
Yeah.
and offer a real sense of place.
Totally.
On a more practical note, you also highlighted the language considerations, if
Wow.
you're primarily an English speaker,
Yeah.
which really underscores the value of those guided tours in terms of communication and just like, access to information.
Right. Like actually being able to talk to people and get the information you need.
Exactly.
That's a great point. And you also made sure to mention something really practical for anyone, even considering a self-drive option. Driving is on the right-hand side of the road.
Very important.
A small detail, but crucial if you're used to driving on the left.
Absolutely.
Now, moving on to the first major stop, you spent 4 nights in Amman.
I did.
What were your kind of initial impressions of Jordan's capital?
Well, Amman, from your description, sounds like a city where like history and modernity coexist in a
Correct.
really interesting way.
Yeah.
The fact that you saw Roman ruins alongside like, contemporary city life speaks to that like deep historical thread that runs through, the Middle East,
For sure.
constantly being reinterpreted in the present.
Yeah.
And of course, being your first stop, it was like a chance to dive straight into the local cuisine.
Which, as we all know, is one of the best parts of travel.
Absolutely.
But let's move on to what you called the absolute highlight of the trip,
Okay.
Petra.
Yes.
I think for many, when they picture Jordan, they picture that iconic treasury.
Yeah, and with good reason.
Like describing Petra as a limestone city carved into rock faces over 2,000 years old.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
It's
I mean,
incredible.
those are powerful descriptions, but they still almost don't do it justice.
No, they don't.
What makes Petra so evocative, I think, is not just its age and scale,
Right.
but also the ingenuity of the Nabataean civilization that built it.
Oh, for sure.
Their mastery of water management, for example, allowed this city to flourish in a relatively arid environment.
Exactly.
And you also see this incredible blend of Eastern and Western architectural influences in the carvings,
Right.
reflecting their extensive trade networks and cultural exchanges.
Yeah.
You specifically mentioned the Sikh,
Yeah.
that narrow, winding canyon that dramatically leads you into the city, and then that unforgettable first glimpse of the treasury.
It's breathtaking.
It sounds like the anticipation really builds to that moment.
It truly does. Like walking through the Sick with those towering sandstone walls on either side creates this real sense of journey and discovery.
Yeah.
And then as you round that final bend and the treasury appears,
uh-huh.
framed so perfectly, it's genuinely breathtaking.
Wow.
It's not just seeing a building, it's experiencing, like, you know, a reveal
yeah.
that has been so carefully orchestrated by its creators.
Right.
And it's also worth remembering, as you noted, that for those who might find the walk challenging, horse-drawn carriages are available
okay.
for a portion of the journey.
Definitely important information for a lot of people.
For sure.
Now, after the ancient history of Petra, you moved on to a completely different landscape.
Yes.
With Wadi Rum, which you ranked as your second highest recommendation. Tell us more about that experience.
Wadi Rum is almost otherworldly.
Really?
The vast red sand desert landscape,
wow.
sculpted by wind and time, truly earns its nickname, the Valley of the Moon.
Wow.
It's a place that feels both ancient and timeless.
Okay.
And it's easy to see why it has captivated so many. Yeah?
From Lawrence of Arabia to, you know, modern filmmakers.
Right.
The stark beauty of those towering sandstone rock formations
yeah.
against the endless expanse of sand is quite dramatic.
Oh, wow.
And unlike many other desert landscapes.
And you had the incredible opportunity to sleep in a Bedouin camp.
I did.
Under that magnificent starlit sky.
Yes.
That sounds like a truly immersive cultural experience.
It was. And your notes rightly highlight it as, you know, a unique and memorable part of the trip.
Yeah.
The silence of the desert at night,
uh-huh.
broken only by the crackling of a campfire.
Wow.
And the sheer brilliance of the stars.
Yeah.
It's an experience that really connects you to the natural world in a profound way.
Oh, I bet.
And there are different ways to experience Wadi Rum.
Okay.
From adventurous jeep tours that take you, like, deep into the dunes to more leisurely camel rides.
Okay.
And a range of Bedouin camps from, you know, traditional to quite luxurious, offering different levels of comfort.
I see. It's also, as you pointed out, an absolutely fantastic location for starbasing.
Right.
Due to that, you know, clear desert air
yeah.
and lack of light pollution.
So from the dramatic desert, your journey took you to the coast with a visit to Aqaba on the Red Sea.
That's right.
Well, your notes didn't go into extensive detail.
Yeah.
Its location at the southernmost tip of Jordan really underscores the country's diverse geography.
It does.
So what makes Aqaba a noteworthy stop?
Well, perhaps not as extensively detailed in your notes as Petra or Wadi Rum.
Right.
Aqaba offers a different kind of appeal.
Okay.
Its location on the Red Sea makes it, you know, a popular spot for diving and snorkeling.
Uh-huh.
With vibrant coral reefs and diverse marine life.
Cool.
It also holds historical significance as, like, a strategic port city throughout history.
Oh, interesting.
So it provides a nice contrast to the inland, like, historical sites.
Yeah.
And desert landscapes.
Makes sense. And then the third must-see on your list, the Dead Sea.
The Dead.
This is another location that's famous around the world for its very unique properties.
Absolutely.
What makes floating in the Dead Sea such a distinctive experience?
You know, floating effortlessly in the Dead Sea is truly unlike anything else.
I bet.
The extraordinarily high concentration of salt.
Right.
About 10 times that of regular seawater.
Wow.
Creates that natural buoyancy.
So you just float.
You just float.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But beyond the novelty of, like, easily floating.
Right.
The mineral-rich waters are believed to have therapeutic benefits.
They are.
For the skin and joints.
Yeah, containing high levels of magnesium, potassium, and bromine.
Interesting.
And, of course, it's also geologically significant
right.
as the lowest point on Earth.
Yeah.
Which just adds to its unique character.
Yeah, totally. You mentioned the possibility of spa treatments at the resorts along the shore.
Yes.
Which sounds like a perfect way to take advantage of those mineral-rich waters.
Yeah.
And just relax, a real natural spa day.
Exactly. Many of the resorts along the Dead Sea offer mud treatments and other therapies.
Right.
You know, utilizing the unique properties of the water
mm-hmm.
and surrounding mud.
Yeah.
Enhancing that sense of well-being and relaxation.
Now, shifting gears slightly, your notes also include some really interesting observations.
Okay.
About the overall sense of Jordanian culture you experienced.
Uh-huh.
What's interesting to consider is that initial impression you had of the Jordanian people.
Right.
You know, seeming quite religious.
Yeah.
Perhaps more reserved and formal initially.
Uh-huh.
This could be influenced by cultural norms and, the importance of tradition in Jordanian society.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then you contrasted that with the warmth and genuine welcome you encountered
Yes.
during more personal interactions,
Yes.
especially when you had the chance to visit local communities in the countryside.
Right.
It sounds like those experiences provided a much deeper understanding of Jordanian life.
It really highlights the importance of looking beyond those initial impressions
Yeah.
and being open to those one-on-one connections.
Totally.
It seems like engaging with Jordanians on a more personal level revealed a deep-seated hospitality and generosity, offering a richer and more nuanced understanding of their culture.
That makes sense. Let's delve into some of those practical tips now.
Okay.
Because for anyone thinking of going, this kind of information is invaluable.
Absolutely.
You started by reassuringly mentioning that Jordan is considered a very safe country in the Middle East
Yes.
with low crime rates,
Right.
which I think will put a lot of people at ease.
Yeah.
However, you also wisely advise taking standard safety
Of
precautions,
course.
just as you would anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's a balanced perspective.
Right.
While the overall safety record is commendable, it's always wise to be mindful of your surroundings and take those common sense precautions to ensure a trouble-free trip.
You also pointed out the well-maintained road network
Yes.
and the variety of transportation options available,
You're right.
from renting a car to hiring private drivers, and of course, opting for those guided tours.
Yeah, the good infrastructure definitely makes it easier to travel around the country.
For sure.
And as we discussed earlier, for those who primarily speak English,
Right.
the guided tour option offers significant advantages in terms of language, navigation,
Yeah.
and gaining, deeper insights from knowledgeable locals.
Absolutely. Regarding the best time to visit, you highlighted spring and autumn
Yes.
due to the comfortable temperatures.
Right.
You also noted the desert climate with hot summers and milder winters, which can actually get quite chilly in higher altitude areas like Amman and Petra.
Yeah, they can.
So layering clothing sounds like a must.
Absolutely. Being prepared for those potential temperature fluctuations,
Right.
especially in moving between different regions and altitudes, will definitely contribute to a more comfortable experience.
For sure. And of course, we can't forget the food.
The food.
You mentioned mansaf as the national dish,
Yes.
which, for anyone who isn't familiar, is a traditional dish typically made with lamb cooked in fermented dried yogurt and served with rice or bulgur,
Delicious.
along with other popular and delicious options like falafel, hummus, and baklava.
Right.
It sounds that there's a real culinary adventure to be had.
Jordanian cuisine is incredibly flavorful.
Yeah.
Drawing on influences from the wider Eastern Mediterranean region, often referred to as the Levant, sharing culinary traditions with countries like Lebanon, Syria, and Palestine,
Okay.
trying the local dishes is absolutely an integral part of experiencing the culture.
You also offered some great packing advice.
I did.
Comfortable walking shoes are essential given the amount of walking involved at the many of the sites,
Right.
often on uneven terrain.
Yeah.
And staying well hydrated in that dry climate is crucial. Plus, the suggestion to dress modestly, particularly when visiting religious sites,
Yes.
is a really important aspect of cultural respect.
These practical tips can really make a difference
Totally.
in the overall enjoyment of the trip.
Yeah.
Being prepared for the, physical demands
Right.
and being respectful of local customs will undoubtedly enhance the experience.
For sure. And you reiterated the benefits of considering a guided tour for like a more relaxing and enriching trip,
Yeah.
and the importance of building in some rest days to avoid travel fatigue.
Right.
Sounds like a trip to Jordan offers so much to see and do that it's easy to try and cram too much in.
It is, which brings us back to the why, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For someone looking to gain knowledge quickly and thoroughly,
Right.
Jordan really presents that compelling combination of
Hi.
incredible ancient history, a rich and evolving culture,
Yeah.
and truly breathtaking and diverse natural
It
landscapes. It
does.
seems to offer a very well-rounded and rewarding travel experience.
So, as your notes clearly show, Jordan provides a remarkably diverse travel experience,
Does.
seamlessly blending millennia of history with stunning natural wonders,
Yeah.
and the emphasis on guided tours might indeed be particularly appealing for a really smooth and in-depth exploration.
For sure.
Definitely.
And thinking about this blend of, ancient marvels and unique natural wonders, what kind of personal aha moment do you imagine might await you in a place like Jordan?
Or considering the cultural nuances you observed, what aspect of connecting with a new culture through those guided interactions resonates most with you as you think about future travels?
Yeah.
Definitely some fascinating things to ponder.
Lots to think about.
Yeah.
For sure.